As the Republican primary for Pennsylvania's governor comes down to its final weeks, the shots being traded between Republican candidates Scott Wagner and Paul Mango have gotten increasingly harsh and increasingly personal. WHYY's Dave Davies reports that the latest ad features State Senator Scott Wagner's daughter calling out his opponent.
Scott Wagner served in the state Senate since 2014, but he and Mango are both wealthy businessmen who've each pumped $6 million into their campaigns. That's allowed them to make heavy TV ad buys, which began with positive biographical spots. The attacks started last month, and they began on policy issues. Here's a Paul Mango ad.
Scott Wagner says Pennsylvania's liberal abortion law is working just fine and sees no reason to change it.
Wagner's campaign says he has a 100% pro-life voting record. After two attack ads, Wagner responded.
No real Republicans support Mango. That's because Mango is the leading advocate for Obamacare.
Mango's campaign says that's a distortion of comments he made as a healthcare analyst and that he opposes Obamacare. Last week, Mango escalated the conflict, going beyond Wagner's policy views and attacking his character.
Meet slumlord Scott Wagner, sued for renting apartments with termites, no heat, and leaking water. Deadbeat Dad Wagner hauled into court in order to pay $800,000 in back alimony and child support.
Wagner's campaign says there was a dispute in a divorce about the size of his income, but that he never missed a child support payment. The Wagner response ad featured his daughter Catherine speaking directly into the camera.
Paul Mango is a disgrace. Mango is taking a decade-old dispute and twisting the truth. Mr. Mango, you're not half the man my father is. Take down your disgusting ads and apologize.
Attacks on character and record sometimes occur in races where candidates have similar policy views and have to draw distinctions in other ways. Are there sharp policy differences between Wagner and Mango?
Well, they would have you believe that there are.
John Delano is a columnist for the Pittsburgh Business Times who teaches public policy at Carnegie Mellon University.
But I haven't seen any direct evidence that they are anything but the conservatives that they claim to be.
Of course, Wagner and Mango aren't the only candidates in the race.
I don't think the governor's office is for sale.
Laura Ellsworth is a high-powered attorney and civic leader in Pittsburgh. She doesn't have the personal wealth to bankroll the ads Mango and Wagner have, but she says that's not how most voters want to pick the next governor.
I don't think anybody wants it to go to the highest bidder. I think they want it to go to the person who shows the character and leadership and focus on the issues that impact real people.
Ellsworth hasn't yet placed TV ads, which are the quickest way to become known in this sprawling state. She says she'll be on TV later in the campaign when voters are more focused. Delano says if the air wars between Mango and Wagner continue, it could help Ellsworth on primary day.
If you're a Republican voter, you'll see three names on the ballot, and two of them are men who are essentially attacking each other day and night. You just might opt for that third person who's on the ballot who hasn't engaged in any of that stuff.
What's ahead? Mango spokesman Matt Bainan says his campaign has no plans to take down the ad calling Wagner a deadbeat dad, and he says there's more rough stuff coming, including a spot which portrays Wagner as a violent, unhinged individual going back decades. Dave Davies, WHYY News.
And the winner of the May 15th Republican primary will face incumbent Democratic Governor Tom Wolf.